English Museum, if somebody knows clearly the names of the bird, he's a booking them, he knows the names of them, to say the locher is now, that follows to say is that oif abo b'simenecha tor, that any oif that comes now and has at least one simen tor, it's tor. If you know the names of this bird, and you know for sure these names, the name of this bird is not one of the 24 oifas tameya, and it has one simen tor, you know it's an oif tor. What's going to be loy hoy boki ben uvish masayin? Let's say you're not a book, you do not know these birds by name, you do not know the exact name of this bird, then it's no good. If it only has one simen Torah, it's no good, because you have to be afraid maybe it's the Peris or the Yasniyah, that also only has one simen Torah. And they are traits, but since you don't know the name of this bird, you're not a book in it, or be also teach the bird. Then the Gemara says, what's going to be though, b'shnei simonim? Let's say a bird comes to us and has two simonim Torah, then l'maisa Torah, then the bird is Torah. But again, v'husha yak orif, but providing that the person knows what a raven looks like. Because a raven also has two simonim tyra and still is tamei. So if you know what a raven looks like and you know this bird is not a raven, then achrami, if it has two simonim, then it'll be tor. You know it's not on Nazni and it's not a Paris, and therefore you know it's tor. First question, orif v'sulay is the only one you have to check out for just an orif and no other bird. Samaras says, but Tani, we learned Oriv. When the Pasuk says Oriv, the raven is Oriv. True, that's the raven. Then the Pasuk says Lemina to its own kind. So what does Lemina mean? We have Lezuwaim el Lahaviyas Azoriz. It comes to include this bird called the Zoriz. Rashi says, who is Tronili? So, you see, it's not only the Oriv that has two simonim traits, but this other bird also. It was Omulah and Omulah Rebleza, but Omulah Rebleza, Rachom Sabat Rebleza, Leanche Kvar Tamrosa. Sheb Yehuda, these people living in the city of Tamros and Yehuda, Hoyoch Lenoison, they used to eat this bird called the Zoriz. Because it has a scimitar, it has a crop to it. And Rashi says, these are not the same two simon that has by Nerv. When we come Makom, Aimli Yelishnam, it only has two, and they used to eat from it. So Gemara says, Amalehen, so Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Leza answered back to them and said that Afhein Asutim Litin Asadin, the lost will have to give an account for what they're doing. And Rabbi Leza holds they're wrong, it's not called to teach it. As he has two simonim Tyra, and the Pasuk says, Orif Leminai, Lemina comes to include this bird, this Zorah, that's also called to teach. So Kit is not only the Orif you'll have to recognize, you'll have to recognize the Zorah also. So Avrach, another Pshat is like this, the Avrach, the Pasuk said, Leminai to its own time. Lahavi comes to include Zanunis, Levina, a white Zanunis, that's also a bird that's trey for Asatit. The Hebrew Rebbe Lezir was a Rebbe Leza. Ormulais, again, the Chom said back to Rebbe Leza, I have a Layanshe Golil Elyon, the people living in Glil Elyon, Oichle Noisan, they used to eat this bird called the Sanusa, the Vneishe Kurkavan and Niflof, it had this Simentira that its Kurkavan was able to peel off the skin that he could peel it off, and that's the Simentira. Omalehem, so Blazer said back to them, no, you should know, Afein Asut Lina Sadin, Esam Vloslav to give a din Becheshvin. They're doing wrong. But I'll call upon him, according to Blazer, you have these other birds also that's traced, not only the Yerif. So how could you say any bird that comes with two Simonim, as long as you know it's not an Yerif, it's Kasha. So it's rather Enechnam, Yel Yerif, Vachol Min Yerif. It means an Yerif, any other Min Yerif. Enechnami, as long as you're makir what a raven is, and what any other these other Minim, either the Sanvusa, or the Zoriz, if you know those two birds also, and the bird you have now does not look like them, but has two simonim tyre and echnami, then it'll be mutatit. Omer Amem, Samemer says like this, Tilkasa, what's the lochon? That oif habob is simenecha tor. An oif that comes that has one simen, it's tor. For who do I doris? But providing it does not trample on other birds, does not seize other birds. Omli Rav Ashlam Amemah, so Rashi said to Amemah, Hod Rav Nachman Mai, what do you do with Rav Nachman's halacha? So Rashi is saying, Rav Nachman before is the one that said you have to be a boki in these other ones, because otherwise we're afraid maybe it's a Paris was Nia. So how could you say a bird that comes with one simen, it's kosher, as long as you know for sure it's not Doris? The Rashi explains, what does it mean to say it's not Doris? That ki mishkechinu bei simenecha mechaskinu le betor, we don't see that seizes other birds for its food. Rashi says,
any food that puts its feet around the food, kishorechla, when it eats it, umarzika bragna, holds it in its feet, shla yonish, not move, vla yinoto kuloi, eitzopiv, that's called drisa. V'chen derech orvim, shegadelim, bebeteyim, shekarikuka. So kids, as long as the bird is not dirth, and it has one simen tyrom, so according to Meimer, it's mutatidit. I had a question, Nachum before said, you have to be a boki b'shmaseyim. Or Malaysia said, back to Malaysia Shmili, I did not hear that. Claim a minute, they say, let's really, I do not hold like him. He does not hold like Rav Nachman. Zmar says, my ikah, because what are you afraid about this bird that has only one simen? That maybe. My ikah, mishum peris, feels niya, your esophagus is maybe, it's a peris, or it says niya, let's nayo be yishuf. Those two birds are not be yishuf. So if you don't have to be afraid of him, talk about the name is Pshat. You don't have to be afraid, they're not Bishu, they're not around where we live. Therefore, if you find the bird Bishu where people live, you don't have to be afraid of that. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Oif ha-mesaret kosher, a bird that scratches like, it's kosher. Letiris mitzera, you're allowed to use it for tiris mitzera. She says, shoot tzipor abatera. This is called the tzipor, which the Torah was talking about. A nerf that's misarit, a bird that scratches. Vizuhi sanunis levaina. That's called the sanunis levaina. Shenechlu kubo reblezer achomen. That was a machlekes reblezer achomen about this. Omer Meima. Meima says like this. Bechiyua kar say, if the stomach, the belly of it is white, kuliyam la pliga dishori. Everybody holds then that this sanunis is kosher to use for the tipara of a mitzera. Kipligu, where's the machlokes? Vidiruka kasa, where its belly is green, that's where the machlokes is. Reb Lezo, that oif is also. For Rabbanan Shor, the bottom still, even though the belly is green, still is kosher. Vilchasa, Reb Lezo, and Loch is like Reb Lezo. The Reb Lezo holds, it's not kosher. If the belly is green of this bird, then it's also. Mazutra Masiyoche, Reb Zutra learned the machlokes like this. Vidyaruka karso, with the belly of this bird is green. Kulyamla pligdios, there's no machlekis, everybody agrees that it's awesome. Ki pligu is the machlekis, vidyakura karso, with the stomach is, with the belly is white, that's the machlekis. Rablezo, it's Rablezo, it's also. Rabbonin short, Rabbonin hold, no, it's muta. The ilkus and rochus ki Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin say that it's muta. The ilkus and Rabbonin the shari. It's worse like this. Bishlam, I understand, is very good. Laman the yama bichyura kasa pliga. The machlekes where the stomach is white. Haina dutana. That's why it says zuhi sanunis levaina. This is the sanunis levaina. That's where the machlekes is. It says that this bird calls it with the white belly. El laman the yama bichyuruka pliga. All machlekes is where it's green. So mahi sanunis levaina. What do you mean to say? It's the white one. It's not the white one. That's not where the machlekes is. The machlekes is where it's a green one. Morris says true. The reason why it says it, La Fuke de Bote Yuchme, means to exclude. Rashi says Bote means Hagdolos, Fi Hadoros Bikiros about them, the ones that live in the walls of the house. Or Shchor saying those are black. That for sure is not part of the Shiloh. That's why it says Lashon of a white one means La Fuke, not the black one. But really, the Machlokes is where the stomach belly is green. Omer Rachba, Omer Rav Yehuda. Tosil Mishum Turim. This bird called the Tosil. Rashi says, Minyoinu, it's like a pigeon. So you know, it's Tosil Mishum Turim. It's like, it's no good, it's too old for Turim. But the Kosher Mishum Benayayayna, it's Kosher for Bi Benayayayna. Rashi says, Tosil Mishum Turim, in Bola Viyo Mishiyas, when it comes old, but there is Turim, yeah, that's no good. But it's kosher to be yitzah for b'nei yoyna was only 1 year old. The atzifi v'turin sharachva. Rashi says the atzifi means turim, type of doves. So the atzifi v'turin sharachva. Rashi says kachshimon, that was the name of this bird, is ksherim mishum turim. When the age of turim is like a kosher. But absolutely mishum b'nei yoyna, they will not be yitzah the posos as pitch b'nei yoyna, they're no good. For pigeons they're no good. Most of Rav Dunia bar Rav Ktina. He asked a question like this. Says, Kol oifois chulin faislin mechates. All birds, apostle mechates, chutz min ayona.